It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Not a marijuana guy.
Sorry, chopped that off.
You chop cakes. You eating something?
You got chips. Lovely having a program on in the middays here in Washington, D.C., Big O and Dukes, that know their way around food.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Because there is always stuff lying around here, and I thought in honor of Cinco de Mayo, I would enjoy some original
salsitas.
And what are they?
They are salsa
As
chips
if
from
I
our...
have been eating them with you.
Spicy salsa tortilla rounds with real tomatoes and avocados.
The flavor is excellent.
And it says El Sabroso. So we've got confusing manufacturers here, Buzz. You see El Sabroso up in the upper right-hand corner.
Uh-huh.
And then Utz down here.
Distributed proudly by Utz, no doubt.
Yeah, it's very good. Would you like to try one?
I would. I'd love. They look delicious.
Salsita. Welcome back to the show. 877-365-3636. If you'd like to talk proms, Beth Ann McBride, or anything you want to discuss, we're here. We're ready to believe you. And also on the show today, not only will we have the other dog whisperer talking all sorts of things, dog psychology, but get your dogs ready because we're going to play the bark off for cash.
All
right. I'm very, very excited about that. And I didn't get a chance to tell you about my trip out to the Apple Blossom Festival.
No.
This particular weekend. It was it was really, you know, wonderful to see all the good people out there. Enjoyed all the corn dogs. Lots of fun.
But I digress.
I know that's what Beth Ann was yelling at me.
Yes, she's Mike, like, please stay focused.
Don't
please
confuse the listeners. I can't help it. There's just too much going on.
There's a lot.
She thinks the listeners can't handle multitasking.
I understand that.
She thinks they're stupid.
It's her negative.
I love the listener.
What it is. But this is our biggie for this week. Ladies and gentlemen, to celebrate Mother's Day, we're going to do it. We're going to have our Big Mother Contest.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice.
We have our five sassy moms to be.
Good.
$1,000 on the line.
Nice.
Handy. This Thursday, we will meet them all and find out who is the big mother. Now, come around here somewhere, Rob. There we go.
I've got the
big mother contestants. Now, Buzz, I think that we need one more alternate in addition to our six that we have.
It wouldn't hurt.
We have five moms and one alternate, a total of six. I really think we could use one more.
One more alternate.
It never hurts.
I mean, you're talking about charged with the hormones and all. This is a very difficult time.
Right.
Let me see. The mothers that we have so far, Mad Mom Mandy. She is from Leesburg. She is eight and a half months along.
All right.
We have Laura the Lactator.
Now, did they assign these names, or are these from the mind of McBride?
Beth Ann?
That's a good question, Rob.
Helen? Beth Ann?
Let's get to the bottom of these wrestling nicknames.
Come to the studio.
There'll be no wrestling, by the way.
Exactly, and there is an
elevator.
Right now.
No.
Yeah, there's an elevator. It's comfortable.
No heavy lifting?
Nothing embarrassing.
No, terribly. No.
Are these your names? Did you give them these?
Yeah, you like them?
Okay.
You hate them, don't you?
No, they're wonderful.
Not at all.
Laura the Lactator from Alexandria, 7.5 months pregnant, expecting twins.
Woo!
Wow.
That's why she's lactating.
Hope it's a boy, Hillary, from Springfield. She is 7.5 months pregnant.
I just had a yard.
And where's the epidural, Amy? She's also from Fairfax. She's 8 months pregnant. Our alternate is no rookie Brookie.
Yay.
Her name is really Brookie?
It's her third kid. Her name is Brooke.
Brooke. Okay, but you call her no rookie Brookie. Very clever.
I'd like to suggest another nickname for her.
What's that?
10-centimeter Brooke.
That's a dilation equation.
That's a little dilation equation, sure.
From La Plata, she's 7.5 months pregnant. So we're all set with our big mothers. Email Beth Ann, BethAnn at WJFKFM.com. If you are interested, we will take, I think, one or maybe two more alternates, just to be safe.
Okay.
Look, this contest hinges on the fact that we have to have our full complement of five mothers to be. They're all going to go up into Buzz's studio on Thursday.
My office, which is vacant.
Buzz's office, not his studio.
Vacant office.
This is going to last for the entire program on Thursday. At the beginning of each break, we will bring the mothers-to-be in, and they will eliminate one of their sisters. One of their sisters will be sent away.
Right.
At the conclusion of the broadcast, a jury of mothers will vote on the two remaining mothers.
Right.
And the one that's left standing or reclining or sitting with her feet up and ice packs on
stirrups
will be the winner of $1,000 American.
Couldn't be handier. That's great.
So join us. That's going to be this Thursday, our Big Mother Contest. One Big Mother will win $1,000.
Big Mother.
Very, very excited about that. And now with our first buzz of the day, here is Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Hi, Mike. Here's another side effect of the economy. USA Today says welfare rolls in this country have started to grow after more than a decade of shrinking. Nearly 4 million people are now on welfare, mostly adults with physical, mental, or emotional barriers to employment.
Hi, Tom.
The death toll has climbed to at least 10,000 in the Saturday cyclone that ripped through Myanmar. Nearly 3,000 people are still missing in the Southeast Asian nation. The United Nations estimates there could be thousands of people without shelter or water after winds reached over 120 miles an hour.
So this is one of those stories that started out as about 300 people, and then it's just growing and growing and growing,
it's
right?
It's growing.
One of those remote areas, and we just get more coming in all the time.
Right, and the U.S. has offered quite a lot of money in assistance, but so far that money has been turned down. The government there says what they really need right now is food and emergency supplies.
What they need is Buzz Burbank.
I could help.
Yep.
I'm sure I could. Presidential Democratic candidates are preparing for their big day tomorrow when Indiana and North Carolina hold their primaries.
Oh, man. You know what? Mm-hmm. I watched Barack Obama today on the Today Show. And really, here's the handlers have to tell these guys who they're talking to. It's fine when you're doing a town hall meeting or you're talking to maybe one of the local stations. But when you're doing network and you're talking to Matt Lauer and three times in a row, you say, Tim,
you wanna hear it?
Yeah, let's hear that.
Oh,
is very,
They're tired. They're both tired.
We know they're tired. But you know what? They hold on to that and you look at it and you're like, hey, he's not trying hard enough. Mm. That's what happens.
Yeah, it looks bad.
Please note these beeps are just separators. He didn't cuss.
Okay, very good.
Well, Tim, I think that all of us have people in our lives who...
Talking to Matt Lauer.
Start
it again, Rob. I'll do it. Okay. Just to make it real clear, he is talking to Matt Lauer, and I guess thinks he's Tim Russert.
Well, Tim, I think that all of us have people in our lives who... Well, Tim, first of all, it's not me who's...
I just want to say, I know you've had a very long week, and so have I. You're saying, Tim, I know it's Matt Lauer, but I believe me, I completely, understand.
And then Barack said... And he finally lost it.
Wow.
And he got totally pissed, and he knocked over the camera.
He did say something that made him seem a little less cool than he actually is. He says, well, at least Tim Russert's on the same station.
Yeah, I know. When I watched the TV.
Yeah, looking at TV.
On the TV.
I was looking at TV on Sunday. Oh, they're both wiped out. They both look wiped out.
They do. It's showing on both of them.
So hagged out. Mm-hmm.
Hillary did all three morning shows today.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing.
It's amazing.
This is a woman who does not want to be denied.
No, you're right.
I mean, she's ready for the cage match. She really is. It's frustrating. It really is.
The U.S. used to lead the world in just about everything, but not so much these days. And now comes word that Americans spend 57 minutes a week having sex, which is a full 14 minutes less than the world average.
Oh, that's a shame.
It is sad, isn't it?
Maybe we're just better at it.
This according to...
And we're quicker.
I don't think that makes you better. This according to a new survey by Men's Health Magazine.
You know who spends more time having sex, though?
Who? This guy.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
Billy Bush, 6 hours a week.
That's him during it.
Beautiful.
He's Billy.
Mm-hmm.
The survey by Men's Health Magazine also found that nearly 2 out of 3 American women get a charge... out of sexually teasing men, like we didn't know that.
Yeah, okay, you needed a survey for that?
It was in there.
Beth Ann.
Mm-hmm. And although the U.S. lags behind the rest of the world in sex, American Roger Clemens has tried to take up the slack.
Hi.
Clemens.
That tape is going to be getting a workout.
Clemens apologized to his family and to the public yesterday about the personal mistakes he says he regrets.
You are out of your damn little pea-sized mind.
Clemens made it clear, however, that this is not a reference to steroids, so it must be about all the women he's violated in a long, illustrious career while being a husband, father, and potential role model.
Who are you talking about?
I was talking about Roger Clemens. R. Kelly hasn't been slacking either. A source tells the Chicago Sun-Times that a new witness has come forward in the case in which the R&B artist is accused of having sex with an underage girl on video, apparently. R. Kelly says that's not him on the video. This new witness will reportedly testify that she had a threesome with R. Kelly and the girl in question.
I don't understand why he has to use the initial. I think he should embrace the name Regis.
Regis Kelly?
It's Regis Kelly.
You're a rap star.
Yes, sir. I love him underage. Regis Kelly. How are you?
R. Kelly's trial starts on Friday. This is not the first time he's been to court over the issue of underage girls.
Regis Kelly here, looking forward to my next wonderful hip-hop rap album.
Where are you going to be performing your hip-hop next?
I'll be with Rickles at the Indian Casino. Should be big fun. Nice, looking forward to it.
Nice booking.
I'm Regis Kelly.
Are you a rapper?
Yes, I'm a rapper. Hip-hop is my life.
Sure.
Check out my bling.
That's nice bling, Reg.
I'm Regis Kelly.
Coming up in the second buzz, all about MILFs and cougars. And coming up in the final buzz, Bush pisses off another country. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, Buzz, over the weekend, our very own Mr. Joe Ardinger had another one of his stellar performances. I did not have the pleasure with running around and doing everything and going to Costco of listening to the fabulous Joe Show.
It's Joe Radio, correct? Joe Radio. I was in the car.
You're a regular listener. Rob likes listening to this radio station.
This is the first time I've heard it on the radio, Mike. I mean, I listen every week.
is this really the first time you've heard it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've heard recaps and I've heard tapes, but to hear it really on your car radio, that is something.
I think, Rob, you not only like listening to this station, you like being on this station, and you support this station.
I do.
And, you know, it's in your blood.
Every way I can.
I think it's wonderful. I feel good about that.
Yes. Fine.
Fine.
You went on the show?
I called as an unscheduled guest.
And you had been coming from our appearance downtown at L'Oreal Plaza Restaurant?
Had a few yards of beer with the show, and then we had dinner, and there was more beer with dinner. And
I left just in the nick of time. Rob was matching me, and I believe that we had a yard or two of beer.
I think
during the
five or six of the glasses I had. That was during the
yards?
Yeah, during the appearance. And then more beer with dinner. So,
and Carrie was driving, right?
Of course. Why do you think I brought her?
So on the way home, you decided to pick up the phone and give Mr. Ardinger a call?
I had had so much to drink, Mike.
Nearly a case.
I volunteered to drive our program director home.
Oh, that's fine.
Jesus, you're out of your mind.
Yeah, anyway.
Did you dine with the program director?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you were loaded.
Yeah, I was.
You were wasted. You
really
dined
was.
With CK?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, CK likes to put his beer away, too.
He does, and he needed a lift because he was in the same straits as I was.
When we listen to you calling the show now, will we be able to tell that you were inebriated?
I believe you will, and perhaps the listener as well.
All right,
I've
urge all of you.
I've not heard the recap yet.
So. All of you at home, please listen, and let's see if we can tell that Rob was wasted.
Oh, Lord. Hold on. Joe Radio.
It's that timing.
Oh, hold on, Rob. Hello.
Stop it right there. Stop it right there. First of all,
Sorry about that. Yeah.
The laughing, you can tell right away. That's Rob being wasted.
Yes. Very cheerful. Very cheerful.
I mean, when Joe just keys the phone down and he goes,
Carrie, I'm going to throw up.
I'm going to go back to the table.
Weren't you at Mike's appearance?
Oh, I was, let's see, I was pressure washing a house today.
That's right, I forgot.
Hey. How did you forget that?
Forgot he wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. No, that was I the noticed. First thing you said to me. Where is Joe?
Yeah, right. Joe wasn't at our appearance.
No, he was not.
He had power washing to do.
Oh. Yes.
Hello?
What are you doing? Why weren't you at Mike's appearance?
Oh, I was, I was pressure washing a house today.
Is it because you got there and they wouldn't let you in and you said, forget it?
Hold on.
Are you still
Rob is like completely out
He's
of
happy.
Control.
He's happy.
Having now, a good time and right. sharing it.
You're having a good time, but let me say this. You would not call any other show on the radio station in your condition like that.
No,
unless you were doing one of those shows that they pay for where you can hit and run and nobody
safe.
Knows it's you.
Joe is safe.
Joe is
That's
safe.
That's easy. The other shows are on earlier in the day.
Because you're talking about an hour of radio on this radio station that they have complete. Is it 2 hours?
It
now?
Is.
Was it always 2 hours?
Yes.
It always seemed like 2 hours.
It seems like eight.
Yeah, okay, a little more?
All right, let's listen.
Hey, ho!
Are you and Mike on your way to Atlantic City right now?
No, Mrs. Spiewak and I have spirited away with the WJFK program director, Chris Kinard,
uh-huh.
and we're on M Street.
Wow.
Do you know why people on M Street are unhappy?
Hold on.
I don't know.
Yes.
What?
This is quality.
He's making you do all the work, Rob.
This is quality radio right here.
Well, he's bringing out the best in me, I think.
All right, let's say, does it continue?
Do you want to hear the M Street joke or not?
Go ahead.
All right.
M Street.
Wow.
Do you know why people on M Street are unhappy?
I don't know.
Because they have to go 2 blocks to pee.
Oh, God.
Joe, that's an drunken, ancient joke. Don't laugh at that.
Sloppy
you
drunk.
Only encourage me.
You just no couldn't get enough performing, could you?
No, it was, they took the speakers away at the restaurant.
Now, does Beth Ann, I don't want to hear any more of this. This is making me sick. Does Beth Ann call in?
That's making you sick?
Does Beth Ann call in after this?
Does she?
Okay.
You would like to hear
Everybody's
that?
Everybody's supporting the Joe Show.
Mm-hmm. It was more, actually, I think she was concerned about me. Here's Beth Ann. We'll go to the tape.
Hi, Beth Ann.
Joe.
What are you doing?
I was enjoying Joe Radio, doing my little workout, when all of a sudden it was interrupted by Spiewak.
Are you doing your little workout with your mirror?
Beth Ann, come to the studio, please.
She has no excuse. She was sober.
Right. Come to the studio right
I was
now.
In the passenger seat of my car and just having a good old time.
I think she was shocked and concerned to hear Rob.
What?
How dare you critique me and tell me what to do on this show when you
it's
do
my
that?
Job.
How professional does this sound? Really?
What?
How professional? This is
what?
Our radio station
yes.
here in Washington, D.C.
On the weekend, though.
This is Maze. This is Maze Radio I'm listening to right now. Let's listen to some more of it right here.
Yeah. And just what? Between me and you, Joe, and the Mothman.
Right.
I believe Rob has a drinking problem.
Okay, that's nice. What's up with that?
Now, that's see, that is something that we could discuss here. Because I think that perhaps he does.
Intervention.
You think we need to do that? No, I think he's a high-functioning alcoholic.
Please don't intervene.
As a matter of fact, don't you're intervene. Probably sitting in a little high-functioning alcoholic sandwich right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And meanwhile,
and if you take alcohol out of it, just call it high-functioning.
And you got the weed warlock sitting,
yeah.
you know, sitting across from you right there.
Exactly.
God knows how many cells he has left.
What?
A little
but
more?
I, you know, well, here's the deal, Rob. Today, as you guys both know, because it goes from Beth Ann to me and then to you guys.
Right.
And when I'm
chain
talking to you
command.
About things about the show, we're having little, you know, sessions about what to do here, what to do there.
Mm-hmm.
And Beth Ann's being very authoritative, very
yes.
producer-like. It's
yeah.
Monday. It's like, here's what we need to do.
Taking
here's
charge.
What I was listening to. I was listening to this. And then I listened to, you know, High School 101.
Oh, come
as
on. What's wrong with that? I was
well,
just calling him.
You know what? Here's the deal.
What's the deal? Oh, it's okay with that Rob calls
no.
and I can't call?
It's
Rob,
not okay.
It's not okay. Rob was drunk. Rob has an excuse.
Oh.
Rob
and even
has
then,
a
you know what?
Excuse.
Even then, I knew it's wrong.
Here's the
but
deal.
It felt so good.
See, participating,
the-
participating. It's just, you know, Joe does his show, and he's left out there doing his show, and mm-hmm. we kind of like let him do that, and we have fun. We play some tapes from
right.
it. It's like when you guys, you know, this is you're on this show.
Okay, sorry.
All right? And it's not like you're really promoting anything, you know? It's not like you're going on a show and you're going to have those listeners call in here on Monday.
Let's play more.
Understand
maybe,
my point. Yeah. Okay, well, Rob's maybe dying to play more.
Maybe she closes with, be sure to listen to the Mike O'Mara show.
Yeah, we don't know yet.
I don't think I did.
Yeah, probably not.
Well, watch like, for him in the post this Monday.
Oh, God.
Yeah?
Oh, my God. I've never seen anyone consume so much beer.
He must have been drunk if he was listening to my show.
All right, hold on a second, Rob. Got to take this call.
Yes.
There's just an analysis, not of Beth Ann, but of your
performance.
Oh,
my call?
Hello, Mike O'Mara show. Who's this?
This is Chris.
Hey, Chris, you heard Rob?
Yeah, he sounds like a girl, man.
That's right.
He sounds like a girl?
Yeah,
like
he sounds like a girl.
Sounds like a girl.
Not a hot girl at all, no. Not a hot girl at all.
He sounds like a girl on Joe's show or a girl on this show?
A girl on Mike's show, on your show.
Oh, let me tell you, that's my girl, baby.
Thank you.
All yeah. right?
That's his queen.
That's my girl.
Isn't what you call each other?
Don't you ever forget it. I thought he was like commenting on the fact that when you got drunk, you sounded more female.
Maybe when he gets drunk, I appear more female.
More female.
What is it? Is it my Folsom breast?
Let's listen to this train wreck here.
Okay.
This is a lot of fun.
And he was doing he usually does a better impersonation of you, too.
Yeah, I know.
So I was enjoying Joe Radio, ready for the Mothman, whatever you're going to talk about tonight.
He must be drunk to be hanging out with the PD, too.
I know I heard that. I could hear Chris. I just pray to God that Chris is driving or Carrie Spiewak is driving.
I guarantee you,
okay.
Rob is.
All right. Okay. Enough.
Very disappointed in both of you.
Thank you.
I really am. I mean, Buzz.
Well, you know, I heard
thank
Rob.
You.
You're welcome.
Thank you for not succumbing and calling. You know?
I know.
If you're going to call the shows, call the weekday shows and promote the fact that you're on here at 3 o'clock.
I agree.
It's just tomfoolery.
I was wrong.
Or call in a fake voice. You know,
I'm not very good at that.
That's what I do when I call that snack
because
and
we,
soda show.
We need to recycle that
Joe
show.
You're string cheese?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm a Big League Chew.
Oh.
There, the cat's out of the bag right now. And incidentally, Big League Chew. I almost said Big League Chew.
Hank Greenberg.
Big League Chew is this guy.
Everybody say it. I am fat.
Rob, we got that tape together today. Listen to the phlegm in the guy's throat.
On I.
Because I said to Rob this morning, I said, I ate a lot at the Shenandoah, whatever, apple blossom thing that I went to, the carnival that I went to.
Uh-huh.
I ate a lot and saw a lot of good people. And I said, I'm going to need some fat tapes, so get as many fat tapes as you can. And this is the mother of them all.
Everybody say it. I am fat.
That's the milk.
Where's you ate the yoni? There's this one.
Fat,
here.
Fat, fat, fat.
Where do you get these, Rob, when he calls you?
He has everything.
Fat,
he has everything.
Fat chat.
God, that's a long one. Here
it
we
is.
Go. And then there's this one. Did you ever see the movie Fatso, Beth Ann?
No.
Where Dom DeLuise, he actually can't wait till Anthony, his little nephew's birthday party arrives.
For the cake.
So he eats the cake.
Early, before the birthday.
Just one piece.
Just one piece, but the piece that is missing out of Anthony. Well, listen to this.
You ate the yoni!
The only.
Of Tony. Right?
Of Anthony.
Of Anthony. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Just don't call Joe anymore. Anyway, we'll be back with the dog whisperer. The other. Now, when you say the other dog whisperer, there's one that's on TV, and we've got the one that's not.
Yeah. Happy Monday. We got the one that's available on Mondays.
Happy Monday, everybody. And, of course, get your dogs ready for later in the show, because we're going to have the Bark Off for Cash. We will talk all things dog psychology. We all love dogs.
We do.
Except for Buzz.
No, I do.
That's coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.